It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It was a 1-2 punch of unexpected news rattling the media landscape on Monday. First shocker, Tucker Carlson, the top-rated primetime host on the Fox Not News channel, is history. Carlson, whose show inexplicably averaged more than 3 million nightly viewers, was among the Fox hosts who had been expected to testify in the Dominion Voting Systems defamation lawsuit before they agreed to pay $787.5 million to settle the case. Carlson obviously came under scrutiny and ridicule after Dominion released private text messages in their discovery among several of the Fox prognosticators, including Carlson, Sean Hannity, and Laura Ingraham. In one, Carlson said he hated the former guy, quote, passionately, and said that Trump's claims about voter fraud costing him the 2020 election were, quote, insane. But there might be another reason that Tucker Carlson was shown the door on Monday, and that's a lawsuit from a former producer who accuses him of rampant sexism and a hostile workplace, among other things. More on that later. About an hour after the news broke about Tucker Carlson's exit from Fox, we learned that CNN This Morning co-host Don Lemon was also out. We learned that from Don Lemon himself when he tweeted, quote, I am stunned. After 17 years at CNN, I would have thought that someone in management would have had the decency to tell me directly. Lemon explained that his agent told him that CNN had terminated him. Lemon had faced intense criticism for his treatment of women starting back in February when he said that former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, now running for the Republican presidential nomination, was past her prime. She's 51. Lemon was then taken off the air for a few days and apologized for the comment, which he called, quote, inartful and irrelevant. But some media outlets are reporting that the firing came after the final straw, how they described an exchange with Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy over his pushing back on misleading assertions about Black history made by the guest.
You are discounting Reconstruction. You're discounting a whole host of things that happened after the Civil War when it comes to African Americans, including the whole reason that the Civil Rights Movement happened is because Black people did not secure their freedoms after the Civil War, and that things turned around. People tried to change the freedoms that were supposed to
happen.
And you
know how they got their Second Amendment rights, and they actually got, the NRA played a big role in that. But today, Don,
the part that I find insulting is
when you say today Black Americans don't have those rights after we have gone through
the
Civil Rights Revolution in this country.
You are sitting here telling an African American about the rights and what you find insulting about the way I live, the skin I live in every day.
Here's where you and I have
the freedoms that Black and white, that Black people don't have in this country, and that Black people do have.
Well, here's where you and I have a different point of view. I think we should be able to express our views regardless of the color of our skin. We should have this debate without me regarding you as a Black man, but me regarding you as a fellow citizen.
You're sitting here, whatever ethnicity you are, explaining to me
whatever ethnicity I'm,
what it's like to be Black.
Whatever ethnicity I'm, I'll tell you what I am. I'm an Indian American. I'm proud of it. But I think we should have this debate. Black, white doesn't matter.
I think we should have this
on the content of the ideas.
You should do it in an honest way and in a fair way. And what you're doing is not an honest and fair way.
According to the New York Times, it's this interview that Don Lemon conducted last week with Vivek Ramaswamy that played a role in his firing. If he was fired because of his misogyny and treatment of women, that's one thing. For standing up for the facts about Black history, entirely another, to be continued. Well, those two bombshells push this next story to the third position. And that is that President Joe Biden has officially announced his reelection bid in a video released early Tuesday morning. Biden framed next year's contest as a fight against Republican extremism, implicitly arguing that he needs more time to fully realize his vow to restore the nation's character.
When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we're in a battle for the soul of America, and we still are. The question we're facing is whether in the years ahead we have more freedom or less freedom. More rights or fewer? I know what I want the answer to be, and I think you do too. This is not a time to be complacent. That's why I'm running for re-election.
Although polls show that a majority of voters, and even a majority of Democrats, don't want the 80-year-old to run again, many citing his age as the reason, what the polls don't show you is that when asked if they vote for President Biden over Donald Trump, the answer was resoundingly yes. And off the media goes with the bullshit horse race. In other news, Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fani Willis said she plans to announce this summer whether she'll bring charges against Trump or his allies for their attempts to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Investigators have at least three recordings of Trump pressuring Georgia officials to push for a special legislative session to overturn Biden's victory there. Willis says she plans to make an announcement on possible charges between July and September. Well, that narrows things down a bit, or not. But court watchers, get ready. Magazine columnist and author E. Jean Carroll's civil trial against Trump begins today in New York. She's accused the former president of raping her in the mid-90s. Jury selection is set to begin today. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.